Chris, he wants to walk out. It's not the runaway bride, it's the runaway groom. And for good reason, maybe. You'll have to hear the story. Chris, tell everybody what's going on in your relationship. How can we help you today?
I made a little discovery about my soon-to-be wife. Actually, we're not quite married yet. We've been together for about 2 years, and I had no idea what she was hiding in St. Paul, basically.
What she's hiding in St. Paul?
Yeah.
Huh.
So basically, I'm not sure when you're supposed to tell your soon-to-be husband that you're a hoarder, but I'm glad it was before, you know, we decided to actually get married, which is really soon.
A hoarder, like, how bad is the hoarding? Could she be on the show?
She could be the queen of the show.
Oh, I am so sorry.
You know, I mean, she seemed like, you know, when we were together, she was an old person that I was ready to start my life with. We talked about moving in with each other, and I was like, great, I'll come move from her apartment into my house. Come to find out, she actually owns a home, and it's packed full to the brim of stuff. You could barely walk through the front door. It's just floor to ceiling, just junk.
Wait, she just has a home sitting in St. Paul filled with crap.
And she rents an apartment?
Yes, because she has to, because her home is full of crap.
Oh, that's a lot of crap.
And when she told me, I mean, she was up front. She said, hey, honey, listen, I've been hiding a dirty little secret. This is not what I was expecting.
Ooh, what were you hoping for when you were told she has a dirty little secret?
Well, you know, I was hoping, you know, usually she's a little, you know, adventurous, freaky, you know, in the bedroom kind of thing.
So what was her actual secret?
So she inherited the house from her parents, and she come to find out her mom had some hoarding tendencies. And I guess she learned some of that from her, but I mean, it's to a whole new level. It's past 10 years. She's literally kept every single thing.
Like what?
You name it. Pieces of mail, newspapers, you know, magazines, clothes, Christmas presents, the boxes, the wrappers. If it was on sale in the last 10 years, she bought it. She pretty much had it. She could run her own eBay store. It's nothing but a junk house.
So is it just garbage you have to walk through in there, or...
For a hoarder's house, she's actually extremely organized, but she's still a hoarder, and I think it all needs to go.
Did she say why she's keeping all this stuff?
She says it's really hard for her to let go of her parents since they died from when she was 19. So that's her connection to it. And she even dried out like all of the flowers from her parents' funeral from over 10 years ago, and she kept those.
So you've seen her parents' house in St. Paul and the way that looks. Is her apartment the same way?
No, absolutely not. I mean, her apartment is regular. It's normal. You'd never think that she was a hoarder.
So this house is just her little secret place to have her hoarding happen.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, she just uses her house to keep all this stuff.
How are you feeling about it?
It's just a lot more than I can handle. I mean, I've bitten off a lot more than I can chew.
Are you really thinking about walking away from her and saying, you know what, I think I'm good?
I mean, would it be bad if I did that? I mean, because I just feel like hoarding is for this many years, it's kind of one of those, like, she needs a therapy session or something.
Oh, she needs more than therapy. She needs a gas can, a couple of matches.
I mean, this could be on Storage Wars, but I've never seen a house be the storage locker.
Yeah.
Like I said before, so bad that you have to have an apartment because your house is full. I mean, it's just a lot. I don't know, I'm torn. I'm just wondering if I should just walk away, you know, before I get buried in this avalanche.
Yeah, you could get buried. That is true. I wonder if people will support you, though, walking away from her, saying, you know what, I loved you, I was ready to marry you until I found out one little thing about you I don't like.
Yeah, especially since it's not like she's cheating on you. It's not like she came to you. It almost sounds like kind of a cry for help.
Well, yeah, she needs grief counseling. This is, you know, born out of her loss of her parents from 10 years ago. Let's get calls from listeners. Maybe this is more than one person can handle. Would you love her or would you list the hoarder and say, I'm out. I'm going to need the ring back, though.
Seriously, I need that. Don't put it in your house.
You can keep the box and the receipt and everything, and I know you will, but I need the ring. What would you do? Would you love your little hoarder bride or would you list her?
Well, I think he should love her. You know, I think marriage is for better or worse. And if he had found this out after they were married, is he saying he would divorce her over this? You know, I think he needs to support her. It sounds like she's been through a lot. I've lost a parent. It's hard and people deal with it in different ways. And so, you know, I think he should support her, maybe talk to her about therapy. But I mean, honestly, if he would walk away from her because he found something that might be hard, like maybe she should list him, you know, like how committed is he really to her?
Yeah, I don't know. Apparently not. If any trouble pops up, he's like, I'm out.
Yeah, could be a sign for her.
Okay, thank you, Lauren. So it's a love from you. Scott, what's your thought?
Oh, I'm thinking he's got other issues and cold feet, and this is kind of a reason, you know, like he's looking for a reason to go away, and I think she should list him too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So he should walk away and leave her?
No. She should get rid of him, because, I mean, I don't think it's that big of a deal, and I think he's just looking for an excuse to go, and maybe she should look at, you know, his commitment to her and her commitment to him.
But Scott, she doesn't know this. She doesn't know that he's thinking about walking out. So would you say stick with it, see it through, or should he leave?
Well, I think he should definitely talk to her. And I think he should try to help her through it. I don't see it as that big of a deal. She's obviously dealt with it by moving somewhere else, and help her go through the stuff and make his life with her. You know, she needs his help.
Maybe it just got so out of control that she doesn't know what to do. I mean, clearly she can live a clean, tidy life. Her apartment's fine, according to him.
So. It's what she's dealing with her parents' death that she hasn't dealt with. I mean, as a light hoarder myself, I have gotten better because of my husband. Mm-hmm. He's helped me with it. And kind of I recognize when I'm doing it now.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't have a house in St. Paul. If you're listening, Taylor, don't worry.
Yeah, you're like a medium hoarder.
Light.
Hoarder light.
Medium-ish.
Brie, what's your advice on love Merlistum?
I think absolutely love her. They should Marie Kondo all that stuff together.
Oh, there's no joy in any of that stuff. I mean, she's got dead flowers from 10 years ago. Come on, right? You got to get rid of that. This is past Marie Kondo. This is...
This is the hoarder TV show.
Thank it, bless, release, move on.
What is it?
Thank it, bless, release, and move on.
Can you do that with the whole house?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you got to go. You got to.
I mean, that thing, can you imagine what it must be like inside that house? Oh, how
they
do you even sell it?
They become tidying addictors instead. Addicts.
God, if I only had that.
Yeah, that's something you need to catch, Des.
I know. That would, God, my husband would be so happy with me.
I know. He really would. let's go to Susie. You were in this situation?
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
I would list the hoarder. Absolutely. I was in love with a hoarder for 7 years. His house was a hoarder when I first met him. He went and later on got an apartment, which was so nice at first, but now literally you cannot hardly walk into it. It is such a heavy baggage to love somebody that is not willing to let go of trash or stuff, because they're emotionally upset, and they are very, even though they're so loving, it is so draining. So I would say list the hoarder and move on.
Okay. Dang. From someone who's been there, done that. Interesting. Thank you. Becky, you're saying list too, huh?
I sure am. Our family lived through this, and we tried to help a person through it, and if they refuse to get counseling or they refuse to acknowledge there's a problem, it just grows into something way bigger.
How bad did it get, Becky?
Like food hoarding. Or
oh, your phone's breaking up.
See a value. Oh.
So tell us again, what kind of hoarding was it? Food hoarding, you said?
Well, a lot of food, garbage, newspaper. Pretty soon rodents start to take over. It's not good.
Oh, rodents. Oh, yuck. Man. Well,
I feel like she sounds like a different kind of hoarder. She sounds organized. It's not garbage. It's real things.
Yeah. Well, she buys 10 of anything. Like, if it's on sale, she'll buy 10 of it.
Yeah, but if it's on, yeah. If that's how it starts. You have to hold on to every little scrap of something that is going to remind her of mom and dad. And that's lifelong.
Oh, boy. Lifelong. Yeah. Think about that, Chris. I know he's listening. Thank you. Let's go to Sarah. What do you do, Sarah?
What I think is you postpone the wedding to help her work with this and give her motivation that, my goodness, what a gift her parents left her. A house? If they don't have a house payment to build their life,
yeah,
they could work, get through it together, help her get through it, and then they've got to start in life together. That might be the proper motivation that they do. And then when this is all cleared, they have a great wedding.
Oh, see, do that first. Call it off. I like that idea.
Just postpone.
Yep.
Postpone. She's like, no, I just said postpone. Don't call it off.
Yeah, that's a really great idea. Here's a text. Love, there was an episode of Clean Sweep years ago where a lady had a room full of furniture from her parents that had passed. The guy on the show convinced her to, you know, slowly let go of this stuff, and things worked out.
Yeah, I feel like with some proper therapy, maybe, along with somebody who's supporting her and there for her. I mean, if she lost both parents, that's a lot.
And she's an only child.
Yeah.
Tom, you say marry her, huh?
I do.
Why?
I say that he just goes ahead and gives her the chance, marries her. Then he can get her a wonderful, wonderful wedding present. He can buy her a roll-off.
What's a roll-off?
One of them big things they set in your driveway when they're, like, clearing your roof.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And let's start throwing things away, baby.
Portable dumpster? Okay.
Throw it all away.
Yeah. Oh, man. I mean, some of it's probably really good. You'd want to almost invite some charities down and say, hey, grab what you can. Make use of what you can. It's all good stuff. It's not a junk house. It's not garbage.
No.
And it's okay to keep some memories from your parents. Yeah. You just don't. And you have the house. What a memory that is. But the junk of buying all this extra crap and just having it there just in case, you don't need it.
All right. Well, hopefully Chris takes this all into consideration and can find a hoarding counselor. Mm-hmm. Can you hire those people to go into the house and work with them?
I think so, yeah, because they'll be able to break down what you do need and you don't need, and I can't imagine what's going to be left if they have a counselor.
I mean, that's when you know you really love someone, if you're willing to do that, to go through that.
I think he needs to really think. If he just has cold feet right now, then you know what the best thing maybe is to just run, because then you won't be a proper support.
No, and you don't really love her enough if you're not willing to go through that. Oh. Okay. It's 7:35. What?
No, I just feel bad. Like, you don't. Could you imagine if he decides to run? Yeah, I didn't really love her enough. They were about to get married.
Well,
I get it. It's out there. It's just sad to hear that you were about to marry somebody, possibly, and you weren't that in love with them.
I'd say that she's lucky to find out that he doesn't love her enough to stick through it. Yep, so,
because there's somebody for everyone.
That's right,
Des. Oh, love.